Om Shanti. Today's class topic, do you remember? Yes. Having complete faithful intellect. So we all Brahmins, we have this foundation of faith in us. And Baba says we need four types of faith in Brahmin life. Without faith, this Brahmin life cannot exist, or we cannot become victorious over Maya. Faith brings victory. And when we are faithful, then only we can stay carefree. We become carefree kings. So, faith in whom? I would like to listen from you too. We are very few in the class. So, it will be two-way communication, not only one way. So, faith in whom? Which four types of faith we should have in Brahmin life? And what does it mean by complete faith? Yes, anyone can answer? Do you know? Faith in self, Baba, Dharma and family. So Baba says these are like four pillars. When someone built a house, they put foundation and they make strong all the pillars of the house. Then only that house is strong. Otherwise, you know, maybe anything can happen in the future. So here too, the Brahmin life stands on this four pillars. So first is faith in the self. So faith in the self, it's called confidence or self-esteem, courage. So whatever knowledge we have received in Brahmin life, whatever awarenesses we have got from Baba, if I have faith in him, because that is all new knowledge for new world, you know. We never knew before coming into Gyan that I'm a soul, I'm a conscient energy, point of light. And it's not only imperishable point of light, but which type of light am I? Which type of light? It's not just in light, but it's the same soul 5,000 years ago, which was all virtuous, completely viceless, 16 celestial degree complete, elevated soul, pure soul, peaceful soul, great soul. Many self-esteem points Baba has reminded us. So having faith in the self means accepting those as it is. It's not just I listen every day in the Murli, Baba says, and just I feel happy while listening, but when coming into practice, I am the same old person, this iron aged person, bringing into awareness my these present vicious sanskars. Whole day I am busy with my work, with my family. So I completely forget who am I. So what is true for me? This I need to check. So if I have faith in Baba's remembrances, which Baba has given to us, then I will be able to stabilize in that. I will become embodiment of that. Every day Baba reminds us in Murli, who are you? I am soul. But we forget. 63 birth sanskar of body consciousness, they do not allow me to remain soul conscious. So it requires effort, maybe, you know, we need to practice it on. But using this Baba's awareness in each and every thought, word and action, keeping faith in the self. Otherwise what happens? If I'm not using this awareness in my practical life, then oh, what can I do? Baba says such good things in the Murli, but I'm not able to put it into practice. I'm weak. It's difficult for me, the gyan, the disciplines, maybe, dharana, whatever we say. So why do I feel it difficult? Because I'm not gaining that power which Baba has given me. As you have the awareness, same is your stage. As you think, so you become. In simple words, we say, who am I? Whatever I am thinking, it's me. Whatever I am doing, it starts from my thoughts. So if constantly I am in this awareness, then definitely my stage will be high, my confidence will be high, that I can do anything. I can make impossible possible. I am not an ordinary soul. I am a special soul who is selected by God Himself to play some special part in this world. So I won't feel myself weak. No disheartenment. Sometimes we get disheartened. Maybe because of our own weaknesses. Not because of others sometimes, but because of our own weaknesses and mistakes we commit. But still Baba says, give it to Baba, say sorry and move forward. Move ahead. And remind yourself again and again. It's constant awareness. So this is called faith in the self. Second, faith in Baba. We definitely all have faith in Baba. That's why we are sitting here. But what is the percentage of that faith, Baba asks? Is it 100% or percentages vary according to situations? If I have 100% faith in Baba, then I will be unshakable in each and every situation. This is the sign of having 100% faith, because who is with me? Master Almighty is my companion, and when He is with me, who can defeat me? Neither Maya nor any situation. But if in any situation I shake means I become doubtful. How can I pass this situation? It's very difficult. In today's blessing, no, Baba said, blessing was on this. Having completely faithful intellect. Do you remember today's blessing? This topic is given to me according to that. There will be more explanation on that blessing Baba has given us today. So Baba said, any difficult situation, if you can maintain your cool stage of mind, your calm stage of mind, then it's complete faith. And if I become tense, I become worried, if I am restless, or if I am in pain, I got hurt, is it faith? What do you say? So I need to accept who Baba is, where is He, the form He has, Now, like his point of light. So I accept, I have faith that Baba is point of light, he is incorporeal, he is my father, he is my everything, he is my world. And then I use him with all relationships in my life. That is called faith. And we all have experiences with Baba, no? When we keep faith in Baba in difficult situations, especially when we remember, when people remember God in the world too, when they are in sorrows. The sorrows remind us of Baba, in other words. Even in Brahmin life too. Otherwise we are in casual remembrance. Casual remembrance means ordinary remembrance. Okay, Baba belongs to me, I belong to Baba, he is mine. But the powerful remembrance is only when I am facing something. Yes, I told you, no, it will be two-way communication. So yes, or do you say? So I have many examples, because we all have good amount of experiences of our life. So how Baba helps us? Sometimes, no, we complain to Baba. Oh Baba, I am facing such a bad situation. Where are you? You are not helping me. I am not experiencing your help. How do you help? Complain means like this way we say to Baba. So because he is subtle, so his ways to help children are very subtle too. So we need to discern, we need to identify, you know, how Baba is helping me. So I remember a small story. Once a great devotee was living in a village, and it was forecasted that flood, and all villagers, they start leaving the village because of that forecast, because flood can come at any time. So what happened? This devotee, he said, I won't leave the village because I am very close person to God, and he is always there to help me. He had many experiences in his life how God helped him in difficult times. So he said, God will definitely help me, and I am here only in my village. So let people go, no problem. So whole village become empty, and this man was in his house. So it was announced specially, everyone should leave this village because flood can come at any time. And flood came, and what happened? Then he climbed to the roof, because flood came and it was all filled with water, and then he climbed to the roof. He was there, and then boats, the government starts boats so that anyone who is left then can be rescued. So this person asked to come in the boat. He said, no, I am devotee of God, so I will stay here, God is there to help me, save me, you go. Boat gone. Then again, water raised. So helicopter, the government sent helicopters. Is there any difficulty in translation, is it? Oh, it's not clear. Slow. Achha. Okay. I'll speak slowly, okay? Okay. So then, helicopter came, and a helicopter, no, he threw a rope for him. You hold it and come up, because water is rising, so come up. You will be rescued. So he said, no, you go, I'm here. God is mine and He will help me. So helicopter gone. And now what happened? He died. Because water level raised and he could not save himself. And he died, he reached to the gorge and he complained to God. I had so much faith in you and what you did to me. I'm died. So God said, I tried to help you so many times, you didn't recognize my help. I told someone to announce in the village. It was well announced that flood is coming. Then I sent a boat to rescue you, but you didn't accept that. Then I sent a helicopter for you, but still you were not able to come up. So ultimately what happened? So this is the fruit of your decision, your action. I tried to help you. So sometimes we are not able to recognize the ways God help us and the means by which He help us. And here, we again trapped in the situations and then we complain to Baba. Oh Baba, you do not help me. What's the use of being a Brahmin? I am in so much of trouble. And I remember my own example. Once I have been in Caribbean countries for service. It's 3 years ago. And there, after finishing my whole tour of Caribbean countries, I went to 5-6 countries there. The last was Suriname. So the ticket was all common, for all the countries. It was in one paper, we get tickets in email. So I didn't realize that it doesn't have ticket number. It was Caribbean Airways, and Caribbean Airways, they never asked me, I don't have any ticket number on it. So I never thought of it. But last Suriname, when I finished there and trying to, I came to airport and I had to return back to India from there. So it was like that, Suriname to Port of Spain, Trinidad, and then Miami, America, and then London, and then London to India. It was such a round trip. So when I reached there, they saw my ticket. It was Suriname Airways, not Caribbean Airways. And it's a small airport in Suriname and not many flights, just 2 or 3 airways there. So as soon as the Suriname Airways saw my ticket, they didn't accept. They said, you don't have ticket number and we cannot give you a seat in our plane. So I really got shocked. One BK brother came with me to leave me on the airport. So he was with me at that time, and then we tried to communicate. Sister Luz is there in Suriname. So she said, okay, I'll talk to the people there, the higher authorities. So, and I tried to, make them aware that I am going to India, and if I miss this flight, then my whole trip is going to be ruined. So I won't be able to go, and then I need to do another booking, and it's too costly, because coming to India, it's a big ticket. But she said, I cannot do anything because our computer is not showing that you have booked your ticket and your ticket number is not there. So at any cost, she was not ready to accept me. So then I asked her, what's the option? So she said, option is that you buy a new ticket. And you cannot buy a new ticket because our plane is full. There is no single seat there. and Caribbean Airways, other was Caribbean Airways, she said today is Caribbean Airways holiday. So no flight of Caribbean Airways is going from here. It's only Suriname Airways is today available. For me, I was in real trouble. You got my point? So what we do at that time? It's Baba. It's only Baba is there to help me. So it was actually Amrit Vela time, 4 o'clock in the morning. I was on the airport and then I started remembering Baba. And then, you know, Sister Luz tried everything but nothing worked out. And the only option was to buy the new ticket on the plane. So I was ready, okay, because my whole trip, it should not get waste. And I had to reach to India. So again, I talked to that person on the desk. So he said, Sister, you can wait. If anyone misses, sometimes, no, someone cancels the ticket. So when the boarding is complete and if any passenger has not come, you will be allowed to buy a ticket. So for that you need to wait for 2 hours because check-in starts 2 hours before on international airports. So I said, okay, I will wait because it's really necessary for me to go back to India. So 2 hours I was in remembrance of Baba. Full remembrance. Because it was so important for me and, you know, like faith, full faith. No, I never allowed any thought of doubt to come that I am not going to get in the plane. And I saw that I am going in the same plane and I am really completing my trip to reach back to India. And 2 hours later, the person came and he called me. He said, Sister, you are lucky. One passenger is missed. He has not come and now you can buy your ticket. So see, the faith really worked for me, although the situation was such a worse situation at that time that I could really have shaken and get disturbed and even I could, shout on those people, but I kept myself cool and kept complete faith in Baba, and Baba really helped me because he has power, power to give touching the soul. There are many ways he helps us. I have so many examples like this, but I don't want to go much detail in this. You all are Baba's children and you all are also experiencing in day-to-day life, how Baba helps us when we keep faith. So when we take one step of courage, he's there for 1,000 steps to help us. Is that true? What do you think? And is anyone of you want to share something? Having faith in Baba, how he helped you? Yes? Anyone of you have such type of experience? No? One sister, we had a big conference in Shantivan. In Shantivan, the social service people, we have Rotary clubs, Lions clubs. So these people, those who are serving in these clubs, they came to Shantivan, our this down complex, and 5,000 people came in that conference. And because we are faculties over there, so I took few classes for them. So in one class, when I finished that class, immediately after class, a couple came to me. And they met me and they shared a story. They are very new in Gyan, just 6 months in Gyan, and the first time came to Madhuban. And they told me that they lost their 18 years old son. 18 years old son in an accident. And after that, we were so depressed. We were so much in grief. No, like the whole life is finished. Like for because only son they had, his only son. But as soon as we come to Baba, after he left, no, like he died, we came into Gyan because someone told us about Brahma Kumaris. So you go to Brahma Kumaris and when you listen there and when you practice meditation, you'll be able to overcome your this sorrow and like your life will really change. So in this hope we came to Brahma Kumaris and we went through the whole course and the sisters in the centers, they really helped us and every day, you know, like they gave us lot of time. And now, within 6 months, we experience big transformation in our life. Now, like our whole grief has finished. So how this has happened? You know, in such a difficult situation. Young son dies in accident. For mother, you know, maybe not for father, but especially for mother, it's really, you know, it's very tough to face such type of situation in practical life. So this is how Baba gives us power to come up in such situations. So this is faith in Baba. If we put full faith, Baba is there to help us become victorious over Maya or situations. Many, many situations Maya create for us. We all know. But when Baba is with me, when Baba is my companion, then we easily cross those situations. And when we forget Baba, then Maya overpowers us. We become victim of Maya. And third is faith in drama. Putting faith in drama, Baba says, give full stop in each and every situation. Full stop giving means, whatever is happening in my life is beneficial because Baba is beneficial, this drama is beneficial, this time is beneficial. There can never be anything harmful happen to me. But the statement is different and the practical situations we face in life are different. Many times we see all things are going wrong, nothing is in good direction. Not always, but sometimes. We say, what's happening? I belong to Baba. I should be peaceful. But instead of peace, sometimes we become so peaceless. Is that true or not? I want to get your involvement too. If you want to share something. So why does this happen? Again, no, like we don't have full faith in drama. We have just heard it. Drama is beneficial. There is real benefit. Baba says, whatever this difficult situations are coming, they are like tests for us. They are making us strong. And they are bringing us closer to Baba. They are making us experienced. And the experienced one is the most valuable soul. The one who has experienced and passed such situations in life. You know, like I told you this example, such worst happened to them in their life, but They could have complained to God even, no? Like, why God you have created our fortune like that? Why you did this to us? You took our such a young son. And he said he was such a good boy. The son was virtuous and very obedient for the parents. So you took us away. But then they realized there was benefit in this situation. Because we lost him, we came to Baba. If we would not have lost him, we were not going to come to Baba. And now we got imperishable son. You know, that son was perishable, means everyone is going to die. No one is, I would say, immortal in this world. So the one who has taken body is going to die either today or tomorrow or maybe years later. We would say, no, Baba says us, always stay ever ready. Ever ready means anything that happens suddenly. We do not have guarantee for our life, which day is going to be the last day of my life. Can anyone guarantee? No. So they said that bring us to God, and we got such a wonderful knowledge, such high knowledge. And not only knowledge, now we are going to get attainments for 21 births. So that soul who departed, and the soul blessed us for this path. So, hidden benefit, no? If we are able to recognize it, there is always, no, two sides of coin. If there is bad side, then other is good side. So it depends on me in which side I am seeing. Whether I am seeing the good side or whether I am seeing the bad side. This is said, the changing of attitudes. We can see situation in two ways. Either in a negative way or in a positive way. It's my choice in which way I am seeing the situation. So accepting drama, having faith on drama means seeing the positive side of the situation. What benefit I am driving from it. In India's scriptures, now a lot of good stories come, which give essence of life. So one story I again remember. There was once a king, and that king had very wise minister. So he always used to take advices from him. And this minister was his companion. You know, most of the times he used to stay with the king. So one day what happened? His finger got chopped. So he showed to his minister, "No, my finger is chopped." So minister, he was wise. So he said, "Your Majesty, whatever has happened, is happened for good." He said, How this could be good? My finger is cut and you are saying it's good. You are not faithful minister. So in anger, he ordered him to put in the prison. Now the ancient times kings, you know, which type of temper they used to have. So because they had power, so they could do anything to anyone. So he did the same. No, he got angry and then he ordered to put him in the prison. And now this king, he had this habit of going for hunting. So he went to the forest for that hunting and chasing the victim. He went deep into the jungle. And in that forest, there were tribals. So in that time, the tribals, they used to sacrifice some human beings on their goddess. This is Indian system, no? In India, they worship a lot of goddesses and they sacrifice either animals or sometimes humans to the goddesses. tradition. This is a tradition to fulfill their own desires. So he was caught. He was caught by those tribals, and then he tried to make them realize, I am your king. I am king of this kingdom. So will you sacrifice me on the goddess? So those tribals said, king is the best person. So if we sacrifice king, then our goddess will be most pleased with us. So we are not going to leave you. We are taking to the temple for sacrifice. So he was taken to the temple, and then what happened? There is a rule for the sacrifice, that the sacrifice should be complete. So priest saw finger is cut. So he said, the sacrifice is not complete. We cannot offer it to goddess. Goddess will not accept him. So better leave him, find out some other person. And now the king is free. And as soon as he was left from there, he could recognize the word, he could realize the words of that minister. He said, whatever has happened for good. It was really good. My finger was cut. That's why I was not sacrificed. Otherwise, there was no one to save me. I would have been sacrificed. So he went to the prison. And he, freed the minister from prison, and then started talking to him and asked, sorry, and apologized. I did wrong to you. Really, now I could understood whatever you said was really good to me. But I put you in the prison. He asked this question to him. I put you in the prison. How it was good to you? So he said, Your Majesty, I always accompany you. Wherever you go, I used to come with you. But today, because I was in the prison, I was not able to come with you. You went alone. And if I would have been with you, what would have happened? In place of you, I would have been sacrificed because I was complete. So we both are saved. Did you understand the moral of the story? Although the situation was bad for both of them, but there was benefit hidden behind it. Benefit in the future. Sometimes in present, we are not able to realize that benefit. But there is secret in the drama. And that benefit we realize in the future. It was really beneficial for me, as they realized later. Both of them, they realized later. So Baba says us the same. Drama is beneficial. So don't lose your patience. Don't lose your peace. Don't question. Don't complain. If we question, then what happened? We become unhappy, we get depressed, and fourth faith is faith in the family. So we all know we have unlimited divine family. It's godly family, it's not an ordinary family. So now we are in the both families, Laukic family, is worldly family, as well as my spiritual family. And now my area of contact is very vast. Is that true? So here sometimes, coming in contact with souls, and we are all number wise, making efforts. So different stages of winning sanskars. So sometimes my thoughts do not match with the thoughts of other soul. And then I get disturbed. So then I say to Baba, Baba, you are very good. I can stay with you. You are my companion. But being in Brahmin family is so tough. I cannot stay with your children. Is that true? Yeah? Yes. So Baba says, you are going to come in golden age because we are getting the inheritance of both liberation and liberation in life. We are not going in liberation. Coming in liberation in life, and it's not only one king. King, queen, and then subjects. So it's not Baba. Shiv Baba is not going to come in the golden age. Shiv Baba is here to uplift us, to our that stage to go to the golden age. So then with whom we need to stay in the future? Who will be in our rosary? The souls. So whosoever they are, Baba has given us the secret that all are actors. We are all actors. We have all our own roles to play. And we all have our different stages. So just become a detached observer. See that soul, understand that soul, and the way you need to communicate with them, communicate according to the knowledge. So Baba's Srimad, Baba's direction is always see virtues, never see weaknesses. Is that true? Coming in contact with the family means, where should my eye go? Where should my vision go? Where should it go? Yes, I just already talked to you. I just want to have a response from you. Where should it go? On the virtues and quality of the soul. Because all Brahmins have one or other speciality in them. That's why they are in Brahmin family. That's why they are in Baba's world. So I need to have that subtle vision of me. You know, sometimes because of this iron age sanskars, what happened? We are used to see the weaknesses of soul. Sometimes weaknesses are so strong, they are more obvious than virtues. But still that soul has that virtue. That's why Baba has selected him. So I need to be able to see that virtue, and when I focus on the virtue, then I'll be able to love and respect that soul. If I see the weaknesses, why do they speak like this? Why do they do these things? How can they behave in this way? You know, questions. And when you go in the questions for the souls, then you are never satisfied. And sometimes we become dissatisfied with Baba too. And even in Laukik relations too, no, these things become an obstacle in our worldly life too. Same things interfere in Brahmin life too. So Baba says, no matter which type of the soul is with you, it's just how should I be? I need to change myself. I need to keep good wishes, good feelings, and see their original pure stage. In pure stage, every soul is having seven virtues. They all are peaceful, loveful. It's just because of actions, no? Because of fruit of karmic accounts, they are showing their this sanskars. So if I am following them, then who has become my teacher? If, you know, like Baba, no matter, you know, like how many weaknesses or defects we had, Baba has accepted us. Or whatever mistakes we do, He always forgives us. Is that true or not? So I have to become equal to the Father. So if I am doing the same, then I am accumulating my income and my marks and I am passing that situation with pass with honor. If any type of soul is coming in contact with you, which is disturbing you all the time, putting you into trouble, making upheavals, then how should I be? Although it's not that easy. Speaking is easy, but in practical life sometimes it's not that easy. But Baba said, remember Baba and always think, I am going to follow Father. If Brahma Baba, he would be here with this soul, then how would he going to behave? The same behavior I am going to give to this soul. So ask yourself, can I do that? We all have our own contacts, our own field of work, family, everyone. And so many type of souls we face in our life. So, where there is relation of love, no problem. But where, no, there is something, then I need to make effort on this. That I am going to stay in the same family, I am going to change myself, not trying to change others, not expecting others to change, but if I change, then they are definitely going to change. I will see others as Baba see them, not as I am seeing them, I am feeling them. So this is a higher vision, this is an elevated vision, this is going to make you great soul, special soul. Otherwise, again, we are ordinary as worldly people do, we are doing the same. Even world, what happened? People get disturbed from each other, they break their relationships. Okay, you go on your way, I'm going on my way. But the beauty of being Baba's family, in Baba's family is, it's a big, big gathering with harmony. Is it possible? We are in that family, which is a very big family, supportive family, the family which inspires us. So it depends on how we think them, how we take them, in a positive vision or a negative vision. So we can, as we spoke, we can have both the sides. It's our choice, which way I am thinking and seeing. So having all these four faiths in life, in Brahmin life, we become completely victorious souls and even we can claim to come in Rosary of Victory. Those who become the beads of Rosary of Victory, they have these qualities in them. So we all have the same. What are we going to become in Golden Age? Lakshmi and Narayan. Is that true? So we want to become Lakshmi and Narayan. We want to become victorious jewels. So to become victorious jewels, we need to have completely faithful intellect in the self, in Baba, in Rama, and in family. In world, people say, the faith can shake even mountains. Faith has such a big power. Nowadays people talk about mind power. How faith works? It works through mind. So if I have faith in my thoughts, then even you can cure your incurable diseases. So many researches are going on in science nowadays on these things. You can improve anything in your life if you have faith. No doubts. There should be no doubt at all, whether it will happen or not. How will it happen? How can this be possible? No, these are doubts. But this is going to happen, I am going to do it, this Baba says determined thought. So if I am having complete faith in my that thought, that's really going to shake mountains. Shake mountain means it's not mountain is going to move, but it's going to break such difficult situations or going to make difficult situations into easy. It will be like removing hair from the butter. The faith works in such a way. Okay? So, is there any weakness or sometimes any doubt come to my mind? Babas, all these four types of directions, then I should be attentive, and when I pay attention, I will definitely be able to achieve my aim of Brahmin life and I become victorious. Om Shanti.